Hello and welcome. And thanks again for joining us today. This is your host, Brother T, back here on The Best Hour, Blog Talk Radio, and we're continuing our journey through the workbook lessons on A Course in Miracles. Today is day 258, lesson 258, if you will remember. Let me remember that my goal is God. Let's join together for a moment of silence before we begin. And I do want to say hello and welcome, of course, to my beautiful wife, Reverend A.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. Let's take a good deep breath. Let me remember that my goal is God.
All that is needful is to train our minds to overlook all little, senseless aims and to remember that our goal is God. His memory is hidden in our minds, obscured but by our pointless little goals which offer nothing and do not exist. We shall continue to allow God's grace to shine in unaware... Shall we continue to allow God's grace to shine in unawareness while the toys and trinkets of the world are sought instead? God is our only goal, our only love. We have no aim but to remember God.
Our goal is but to follow in the way that leads to you. We have no goal but this. What could we want but to remember you? What could we seek but our identity? Let me remember that my goal is God. And so it is. Amen. Let's join together again for a brief moment of silence as we consider this lesson. A Course in Miracles is described as a mind training system. And when I first encountered that language, it was a little intimidating because the ego, absolutely my ego, I'll put it this way, absolutely wanted, when I encountered this teaching for the first time, to be completely sovereign and in control of my own destiny, my own training. I get to choose, here's the life, here's the menu of options, and I get to pick and choose what resonates with me and what I like and discard what I don't like. And so I'm training myself. And to be subjected to a mind training system to me was almost, you know, like being hypnotized somehow, to be, for my mind to be, what my choices are, to be overridden and potentially threatened. You know, the same energy comes to play when I think about, you know, the stories of being possessed. You know, that something else now is in control of me, of my mind, which would also include my thinking, my behavior, my actions, you know, everything that I've vested my life in, that my mind has decided as acceptable and unacceptable, that entire thought system that I have created suddenly felt threatened by that languaging, right? And here he begins by saying, all that is needful is to train our minds, right? And this is, in fact, it is indeed, now that I've matured in my study of A Course in Miracles, I embrace it wholeheartedly, that it is a mind training system, because what I've come to realize is what the world offers is a mind training system. What I had been subjected to, unbeknownst to me, at least in the Course in Miracles, he says what it is. The world doesn't even tell you that you're in a mind training system from the very moment you're incarnated into the system. So I find it refreshing now and fun to talk about it from this perspective, because it is needful to train our minds to overlook the little, all of the little senseless aims, and to remember that our goal is God. Because all of the senseless aims are all of the thoughts that I have other than being and remembering, being committed to and remembering, this is my only goal.
Yeah. Yeah. And what comes to mind with this is, O ye of little faith, O ye of little faith, because there is such distrust of letting go of all those little senseless aims and all those pointless little goals. Well, how will I take care of myself? How will my needs be met in this experience? And, you know, scripturally, again, it's like, if my eye is single, my entire body is filled with light, with lightness. The body is the mental body, the emotional body, the spiritual body, the ethereal body, as well as the physical body. You know, keeping the eye single, you know, you would say it and teach it, keeping the main thing, that's, you know, right. That's something that you used to teach. And we used to say, hey man, I'm keeping the main thing, the main thing. And when we keep the main thing, life does become easy.
Absolutely.
It does flow. We see that we don't need to make anything happen. And another thing that you've taught me that I've really appreciated, and some of your best teachings, Tony, have always been met by me with frustration and argument and, you know, and that it doesn't matter. What do you mean it doesn't matter? What do you mean my little goal doesn't matter? What do you mean this little senseless aim doesn't matter? What do you mean this little gripe that I have doesn't matter? Of course it matters. Because the mind that was conditioned by the world has us convinced that it does matter, and that our survival depends upon all of our little injustices and all of our little misperceptions and all of our little resentments and all of our little angers, and that we must focus on that. And this is saying, no, 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 breathe. Those things don't matter. Okay. They don't matter. The only thing that matters, there's just one goal. Let me remember God. There's a teacher, I think it's Emmett Fox, that has a little pamphlet called The Golden Rule. And it's not the one that you think of, but it's really like, every problem I would ever have would just simply dissipate if all I would do is focus on God. You know? And so let me remember that my goal is God, and that the awareness of this has never left my mind. It's there. That seed of perfection is hid within my mind and heart right now, just waiting for my discovery. What else is more important than that in my true identity? Come home. Come home. Remember God. Home. Heaven.
So it's a mind training system. And it's a system that relieves us, literally, lifts us. So you talked about, you know, keeping the mind single, keeping that eye single, and you become light. And what was coming to me then was that all of the little endeavors that we have, the little, you know, goals that we've established, are heavy. Mm. You know, they're very, very heavy, and they keep us pinned down. They keep us worried. They keep us depressed. They keep us judging ourselves that we're not achieving the quote unquote idealized self that we've made up in our own mind. At this, I'll be happy when I get to this point.
Yep.
Right, and that idealized self is such a horrible goal for one to set for oneself, because The truth is, as we come to realize through A Course in Miracles and the teachings of Jesus, you're already perfect.
Right.
There's no goal you could ever establish for yourself. The idealized self only needs to be remembered, not achieved. It's already done. It's already accomplished. You are as God created you to be.
So the only goal, like the trickster aspect of the word goal by our conditioned mind is that it is always in the future. Mm. And those little goals that you mention are something that we can never really attain.
Never.
But the goal of God is a now system. It exists now. It's already done. It's already accomplished. So wouldn't you rather have that now?
Right.
Right now, in this now, than something that is just a little carrot right. or a chimera that keeps you focused on something that distracts you from the glory right. that already is.
So people ask sometimes, you know, well, then how come if I can have it now, how come I don't have it now? Mm. Right? And the truth is, you do have it now, and the reason that you believe you don't have it now is because you're not willing to claim it now.
Mm.
It's available. You could say something as simple as giving voice to God, giving voice to the higher self, giving voice to the Holy Spirit, giving voice to your true self, your right mind, and simply say, I have come as my true self. I've come. I'm here. I'm here right now. I'm here. And you can feel that. That is an attunement to a higher frequency.
Mm. Let's do that now.
Let's take a good deep breath. And let's just say to this, to ourselves, and we're going to repeat this three times. I have come. I have come. I have come. And you feel that, yes?
Yes.
So say this again to yourself wherever you are. And part of claiming this is to not be embarrassed about claiming it, regardless of who's around you. You know, if you're sitting in a room, you say, I have come. And, you know, people look at you like you're weird. Well, you know what? You are weird. Because everybody else is afraid to claim their divinity.
Yeah.
And this lesson, this actual prayer, what could we seek but our capital I identity? Mm. In order to be it, we have to claim it. We have to begin to claim it in our daily life, our daily practice. I have come. I am giving the voice to that identity and claiming it as me in this now moment.
Hmm.
Let me remember that my goal is God. Will you read that prayer for us one more time?
Yes. Our goal is but to follow in the way that leads to you. We have no goal but this. What could we want but to remember you? What could we seek but our identity? Let me remember that my goal is God, and so it is.
We have come.
We have come.
We have come. We have come to this moment of self-awareness.
Yes.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Amen. Thank you for being with us today, brothers and sisters. We love you. Stay the course. We will be back.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I the sea. I send my love into the heavens, and in